pace with the leaders of the Donegal International Rally, live on Highland Radio in association with Pulse Venue Letterkenny. Where tonight's Saturday, it's all folked up.
And we're into day two of the Donegal International Rally, the Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally preview time. And it's over to Oisin Kelly. Well, the weather last night, Oisin, the rain, it's got to play a factor in this all day today.
It's going to play a huge factor on how the day two pans out, Canis, on this Donegal International Rally, because it's given for rain for most of the day. Now, it stopped at the moment, but there was heavy showers over the last couple of hours, and it's going to make for damp conditions in the opening stage, Cairn Hill, which is due to get underway in less than an hour's time. So what it means is, Canis, it's going to be wet, but it's going to be warm, so there's going to be dry patches. So tyre choice is going to be hugely important for the crews who are battling at the front and indeed further on down the field in the various classes and who want to make a move on day two of the Donegal International Rally. Well, yesterday's opening stages, six took place in the south of the county, and as the cars were coming back into Park Fermi in Letterkenny yesterday evening, it was the defending champions Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes in their Hyundai i20R5 that had a 4.9 second lead over the chasing pack. Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan got themselves on the pace on the latter part of the day to close the gap, which at one stage was out to almost 12 seconds. But the Polo R5 is sitting in a second position. Remember, this time last year, Callum was leading heading into day two before he bowed out of the event. And former two-time winners Sam Moffat and Keith Moriarty in their Hyundai i20R5 sit in third position overall, 24.8 seconds down on Devine, and Sam is 29.7 seconds down on his brother Josh, who is in a confident mood, of course, this year once again, coming into Donegal as the defending champion, and in recent weeks has also taken the lead in both the Tarmac and the National Series. Well, the cars were leaving Park Fermi a short time ago. Down there for Highland Radio Sport this morning was Chris Ashmore, where he spoke to the top three before they headed out to the day two stages.
Well, Callum Devine, all set for a busy Saturday, and we talked about the weather yesterday. Totally different scenario today.
Yeah, it's a completely different rally today. So yeah, anything we thought was good yesterday has completely changed now today. It's wet. It's going to be slippy, and it's different stages as well. You know, so.
Well, you made up good time the last stage yesterday, so you're going to be pushing hard from the start.
Yeah, look, as I say, we'll have to push on hard and try and find a good comfortable speed. You know, we'll not be the only boys pushing hard. There'll be plenty of boys to try and make inroads and moves today. You know, obviously, as it's a different rally, and some boys go better in the wet. But yeah, look, we'll try and get a good feeling straight away and try and push on.
Any particular stage you're looking forward to?
Probably Knockalla. To be fair, we like Knockalla now, but as I say, these conditions is not simple. So I don't think the tyre is going to be right for all the stages when everyone will be going, because I hear it stopped raining out there and stuff. So. Yeah, it's going to be a tricky one.
Well, Sam, much changed conditions, so it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it's definitely going to spice a few things up here this morning. Hopefully get the right tyre choice here and push on again.
Yeah, I mean, do you think a few people are going to get caught out because it was probably heavier rain than we expected?
Oh, look, I think it'll be nothing out of the normal. We all know it's raining. We all know what tyres to kind of put on. It's just ranging between how wet of a tyre you go now and if it rains even more.
Yeah, and you've been around these stages enough to know that, you know, the weather could change considerably throughout the day.
Yeah, it has, yeah. Look, I'd say we're going to see more rain at lunchtime, so yeah, we'll see how it goes. So,
all about getting through Saturday.
Thank you.
Thanks. Well, Josh, all set for Saturday. Tire choice is going to be important today.
Yeah, sure is. Like, it's going to be a tough choice there. We've just been talking about it there all morning. It's... You know, there was a good shower there early hours this morning, and the road's damp at the minute, but who knows what it's going to do.
So, going into day two, defending champion, it couldn't have gone much better yesterday.
Yeah, look, yesterday certainly went well for us. We were fit to keep the lead from start to finish. Now we've only a 4.9 second lead, so it's nothing to get carried away with. But look, another long day today, and we just need to keep at it.
Yeah, another long day today, due to get underway round about 20 past nine. That is Josh Moffat, the man who won here in Donegal last year. Andy Hayes is his navigator. They're in that R5 Hyundai, and they have an advantage of just shy of 5 seconds as they go to the action. So outside of the top three, Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, the former multi-winners of this event, they sit fourth overall, just 10.7 seconds adrift of Moffat. Gary had problems yesterday afternoon in the closing stages with the alternator, but the service crew got that sorted. It's wet this morning and damp. Expect a big push from the Fermanagh driver. The Derry Donegal partnership of Desi Henry and Paddy Robinson are fifth overall, just 0.9 adrift of Jennings. Marian Evans and Jonathan Jackson in the GTR5 Polo are sixth, and that's followed by Matt Edwards and David Moynihan in a similar car. They're separated by 12.7 seconds. Matt Edwards having trouble all day yesterday with that Polo. They thought that it was a busted differential in the opening stage where he dropped 25 seconds, but they weren't happy with the performance of the car. But expect them to Polos, which are being run by Evans Motorsport, battling it out for 6th and 7th first thing this morning. A lot of people will be waiting to see what Edwards is going to do on day 2, and will he be making a big move? He is currently 1 minute and 5.3 seconds off the leader, Josh Moffat. Is the gap too big? We'll only know come the end of the day. Robert Barabel and Gordon Noble are 8th, the further 6.8 behind. Well, the other two positions in the top 10 made up of David Kelly and Dean O'Sullivan in the Citroën in 9th, and Jonathan Greer and Niall Burns, they sit in 10th position, equal time with Kelly in 9th. Ryan Loughran is in 11th alongside Gareth Doherty in the Fiesta R5. And then we've got former winners Gareth McKeel and Brian Murphy in 12th. And Declan Boyle and Patrick Walsh, they sit in 13th overall. Then we have the two leaders in the two-wheel drive category sitting 14th and 15th position overall, and they are separated by 10.3 seconds. Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore are the defending champions of this category in their Darien T90 GTR, and they lead Class 14 ahead of Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly in the Toyota Corolla Twin Cam. There was a big battle between these two crews yesterday, but on Stage 3, Gallagher and Moore went from 4th to 1st in the category after Eaves, Declan Gallagher and Richard Moffat all had trouble on Stage 3. But Gallagher is down in his home patch today, and they're expecting a big push from the men in the Darien. Chris also got the thoughts of both the two Kevins, Gallagher and Eaves, before they left Park Fermi a short time ago.
Kevin Gallagher, all set for Saturday. Some change in the conditions?
It's a bit wetter this morning now. It'll definitely be a slippy, a lot of glare on the road from it being dry for so long. So we'll try and feel our way and see how we go.
And what stage are you looking forward to most today?
We'd like to get to Knockall, all right, that's our home stage. But all the stages today are nice enough, but there's a lot of shiny tyre too from the tyre melting there this last couple of weeks, so it'll be pretty treacherous, I think.
Yeah, and as always, not much between the first few in the class?
No, they're not much between it, and look, a couple of the lads yesterday had bits of trouble too, so look, we kind of took it a wee bit steadier yesterday, but look, we're happy enough where we're at now. It all worked out good.
Well, Kevin, after an eventful day yesterday, firstly, how's the car?
I know. Hey, thankfully, it's more or less a bit of body repairs. Maybe this morning we get a wing and a headlight and stuff slapped onto it, and it should be all good. But no, other than that, hey, it's going fine. Hey?
Yeah. Promises to be a great day for the two-wheel cars again. I mean, listen, it's competition intense as ever.
Aye, it is madly intense, but hey, it's going to be very, very tricky the way the rain's kind of blowing in and stuff. It could be a bit of carnage today, so we'll try and stay on the right side of it. Hopefully, we've done enough of it yesterday, so it's going to be very, very tricky. Hey, it's going to be an extra just layer of complication with the scattered chairs and stuff, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, so I mean, selecting the tyres, it's going to be difficult because it could change so quickly.
Yeah, you're kind of travelling, and then you go to the coast of Port Salem and that there, I don't know, it's predicting heavy showers at 11 o'clock, which we're heading out to Port Salem to Knockall that kind of time, so I don't know, it's just going to be trying to pick a kind of middle of the road that'll hopefully get us back to service.
There you go, that's Kevin Eaves, and before that, Kevin Gallagher, the two men who are fighting it out in the two-wheel drive category. Elsewhere in the top 20, Aidan Ray and Martin Brady in the Polo, sitting 16th overall. Jason Mitchell and Paddy McCrudden in an R5 Polo are 17th. Gary Kiernan and Cathal Mulgrew in the Escort sit 18th overall. They're currently third in Class 14, 14.7 seconds behind Eaves. And then Damien Turish and Donal McAlinney, they're 19th overall, fourth in Class 14, and they sit 15.6 seconds off the pace of Eves as well, with Kevin Gallagher, of course, leading by a further 10 ahead of that trio. And the top 20 is wrapped up by Jason Ford and Niall Shanks in the Citroen. So then, some of the class leaders as we head to day two, PJ McDermott and Kenny Hall in their Ford Fiesta WRC lead class 25. Class RC4 has been led by Ian Lloyd and Sion Williams in the Peugeot 208 Rally 4. Oliver Benton and Kyle Diffin in the Escort lead class 13. Class RC3 has been led by Brendan Comiskey and Mullen Dara in a Fiesta. Class 12 has been led by Sean Moynihan and Padraig O'Donoghue in an Escort RS. Craig Rahill and Connor Smith, that's class 11R. Further on down the list, class 11F and the Honda Civic, Kevin McLaughlin and Ian Geller are the leaders in that one. Lee Hastings and Michael Laverty in their Super Impreza lead class 20. Jim McDowell and Sean O'Heal are the leaders in class 15. And then we've got Eamon McLaughlin and Sean Doherty in the Vauxhall Nova leading class 10. Jason Mooney and Eamon Boner in the Fiesta are leaders in class 22. And class 9 has been led by David Gordon and Brendan McElhinney. Also today on day 2, we're going to be joined by the Historics as they get stuck into the action here in the Northwest, with 8 further stages to come for all competitors. There's 118.93 competitive stage kilometres for those that are tackling the rally today. The 8 stages are Cairn Hill and Gary Gort. They will be done 3 times, and then we've got Knockalla to be done twice. The order is Cairn Hill, Gary Gort and Knockalla this morning, with the first car due, that of the defending champions, Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, expected on Cairn Hill at 9:18 this morning. The areas that are in consideration for, I suppose, traffic moving between the stages today, if you are out and about, Ballyar, Milford, Rathmullen, Port Salon areas, that is where the rally is based today, a rally in which conditions are definitely going to play a part. You can, of course, follow the events here on Highland Radio across the Northwest on air, and indeed on our website, highlandradio.com, and on our social media channels as well. So we're all looking forward to day 2. We'll be back on air with some of the action for you shortly, with a big battle expected at the front. At the moment, it's Josh Moffat leading by 4.9 from Callum Devine. Will that be the case come the end of Cairn Hill? We'll know shortly in just under an hour's time.
Live coverage from day 2 of the Donegal International Rally comes to you in association with Voodoo Venue Letterkenny, where tonight playing live, it's Kick the Can.